I'm going to talk to you about current and pending research projects that will be used to reveal the current situation and future directions for cotton research. Now, I'm not going to give you a litany of projects. I've organized this around areas of work. Some of these areas will involve multiple projects and so forth, but I believe this will be the most efficient way to get it to you. One area that's very important for us is evaluation of fiber properties for public and private cotton breeders. The funding that we get out of this dimension of our work is about half and half from formal research projects versus fee-for-service testing. In our organization there, this is an ongoing day-in and day-out operation where we have structured ourselves so that the activities in these two dimensions are highly complementary to one another. Using fiber elongation to improve genetic screening in cotton breeding programs. This is, we believe, a under-emphasized fiber property that, much to the chagrin of our breeder collaborators, we're trying to convince them they need to include this in their large matrix of selection criteria. Interactions among distributions of fiber properties and processing performance measures. This particular thing includes an array of projects that we have ongoing and in anticipation. Impacts on cotton fiber properties of genetic variability, environment, and agronomic practices. The systemic issues are very important, and they're particularly important in this era in the Texas region and in the Texas Plains in particular, because of the dramatic changes that have occurred in our fiber properties over the last 5 to 7 years. And the system adjustments are, to our observation, are lagging the genetic and other property changes that have occurred. We think this is one of the areas of greatest marginal gain for us to evaluate. Evaluation of NEP formation in cotton from mechanical processing, another a very significant emphasis. Incorporating Akela and Pima fiber properties into other upland cotton varieties. We're involved with a multidisciplinary research team to evaluate molecular processes involved in fiber maturation. There's another one here, another multidisciplinary research team that we are involved with to map the genomes of two cotton species. This project is not underway yet. It is funded, and we hope that it'll begin, I think, in another 3 to 6 months. Utilization of wild cottons for fiber property enhancement. This is a collaborative effort with our gene bank that is contained in the Texas Agricultural Experiment Station there at the Lubbock Research and Extension Center. The evaluating the variability of cotton fiber length distribution. That's been talked about from various viewpoints this morning. We're also involved in an area of research there. Evaluating single fiber strength, crimp, and linear density of diverse cottons. There is a very, very limited amount of single fiber analysis so far been done. We hope to be contributors to advancing the state of knowledge there, and we anticipate this is somewhat of a transitional instrumentation approach to the structural molecular issues that we're ultimately trying to get at with respect to cotton fiber properties. Establishing the spinning limits of selected high-quality upland cottons. Again, this is an area of pragmatic importance where we need to establish a base of knowledge about what the new varieties that we're dealing with, especially in Texas, are capable of doing. Developing image analysis instruments for real-time cotton fiber characterization and developing image analysis instruments for measuring fabric surface properties. Imparting antibacterial properties to cotton fabrics. And with those, with that little litany of areas of work, I'll just say some concluding words here on the where the future trends are headed. The future trends are taking us into greater collaboration with cotton breeders and biotechnologists. That's been ongoing for a few years now. We foresee it growing, a growing trend in the years ahead. A greater focus on the measurement of fiber properties at the structural and molecular levels. And the third thing is a greater focus, as far as we're concerned, on technology transfer of the results that we're able to generate with the research. With those things, I will stop, and if there are questions, we'll be glad to take them. And if there's, I've got a couple of the key researchers in the room, and if the question applies to their areas, I will probably ask them to help in the response. Thank you.